And welcome to Day 2 Classic in the Country here. Game 1 is in the books as Granville was defeated by Portsmouth 60-33. From Granville, joining me now immediately to my right is Delaney Barrasso. And to my far right, Sophia Hall. Ladies, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
This morning, actually. You got that opening round here on Sunday, so you get to play that first game. But so both of you two, this is your first time here at Classic in the Country.
Yes.
Just talk a little bit about your experience, what it's like to come up here and get invited to play in an event like this.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great experience. Only great teams are here, and most of the teams you see here make it far in the tournament, and everyone is here to compete, so it's just a great experience to learn and get better.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sophia, what about you? Your
thoughts? I thought it was a really good experience. I think last year after we lost in the,
regional finals,
I feel like this is a good chance to see where we're at right now and see where we need to get better for tournament time.
Yeah, and I like that comment. So, you know, you get to the regional finals, fall a little short of your goals. So when you come to an event like this, you like that competition that you're seeing here.
Yeah.
It's going to make you better headed towards tournament time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you guys as a team, you probably have pretty lofty goals. You know, what's that look like for you guys this year?
I mean, it starts with winning the LCL always because, I mean, we like to say the LCL runs through us, as cocky as it sounds, but we're going on year 6.
Yeah.
And then it just dribbles on from there, district, regional, state. And at the end of the day, the main goal is just stay as teams, be a family, and have fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Always work hard.
Absolutely. And Sophia, for you, basketball, when this is all over for you, you have plans. You're going on the Wheeling to play to continue your collegiate career, correct?
Yep.
Well, congratulations on that. So for you to come to an event like this, you know, when you come here, you know there's a lot of college scouts here, a lot of people coming here to watch. You kind of have that off your plate. That's taken care of. So
yep.
Does that take the pressure off of you to come to an event like this when you know that that's already taken care of?
Yeah, when we were warming up, I was thinking about it because, like, I know over the summer I went to a lot of things where I had just a lot of pressure on me, and I feel like today I just got to be able to play and I didn't have to worry about like people watching me.
Absolutely. So this is your only game here of the event, but you guys came in town a day early. You were here yesterday. You got to catch some of the earlier games that was going on, and then you got to experience some of the culture and some of the fun things
yeah.
in the area. What are you taking away from this Classic in the Country experience?
I thought it was really fun. I mean, the environment is really nice. Everyone's really nice here.
It's always a good time with our team.
Yeah.
But anywhere we are, we're going to have a good time.
I get that impression from both of you. You guys seem like you have a lot of fun and you vibe off of each other
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, guys, this is awesome. I appreciate your time sitting down talking to us. Congratulations being here at Classic in the Country. Good
thank
luck
you.
With the rest of your season.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
More to come on Classic in the Country here. Day number 2, all day long on WKLM.